work at a university.
He works at a university. Good job.
Teacher Fatima Pearson is leading an ESOL, or English to Speakers of Other Languages, class at Wyndham High School.
These are the newcomers. They have just arrived within the last 5-6 months. So they speak no English. And so we start from very, very basics, from alphabet to days of the week to months of the year.
Mi nombre es Jessica Janet Martinez.
16-year-old Jessica Janet Martinez had to leave her mother in Mexico so she could move with her dad to Wyndham, where her family wanted her to finish high school. She's among the town's 750 or so English language learners, more than one of every four students. After this class, Jessica begins a full day of high school academics in English. She admits that right now, other than one ESOL class a day and math, where she's able to recognize the numbers, she doesn't have a clue what's going on most of the day. Wyndham High has tutors to help translate, but they're not always available.
I ask for help from my classmates who speak Spanish, and they explain.
A few years ago, newcomers to Wyndham would be placed in bilingual ed and transition over time into mainstream classes. The philosophy behind bilingual education is to teach kids in a mixture of English and their native language, so they can keep up with subject matter as they gradually master English. But that changed about a year ago, after Stephen Adamowski was named special master for Wyndham Schools. In an effort to improve lagging test scores and move kids more quickly into mainstream classes, he took a different approach, ending bilingual ed and moving to English only. He allowed certain support programs for non-native speakers to continue, but essentially dismantled bilingual education throughout the district. Multiple requests by WNPR for an interview with Dr. Adamowski were unsuccessful. Rose Reyes used to teach a second-grade bilingual ed class in Wyndham. Now she provides Spanish support to kindergarten, first, and second graders. She worries that too many of these children are being tracked into special education.
When there's so much English going on for a kindergartner, there are two responses. Children either implode or explode. The children who are exploding, acting out, are now flagged as problematic, and then more support services or interventions are provided. However, the condition is that the interventions and services are in English.
The debate over how best to educate non-native speakers has gone on for a long time. Linguist Stephen Krashen is an emeritus professor of education at the University of Southern California who's studied how people acquire language. He believes 35 years of research boil down to one sentence.
We acquire language and we develop literacy when we understand messages, when we understand what people tell us, and we understand what we read.
He says good bilingual education is usually better than English only. But why then do some people succeed without it? Krashen addresses that question in a recent article published in the International Multilingual Research Journal. He uses as an example former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who often told Hispanic immigrants to follow his example.
You've got to turn off the Spanish television set. It's that simple. You've got to learn English.
On closer examination, Krashen finds that Schwarzenegger had critical advantages that many less educated immigrant families do not have. First and foremost, literacy in his native language, and enough background knowledge to understand what was going on around him.
If you're educated in the first language, it makes the world more comprehensible. Governor Schwarzenegger was a high school graduate. He had been educated in Austria in German, so he had a pretty good basic education. He had also had 7 years of English as a foreign language instruction. As soon as he got here, he took ESL classes at Santa Monica Community College, which also helped him enormously.
Krashen describes Schwarzenegger's experience as de facto bilingual education, having the advantages and support needed to learn a new language. Back in Wyndham, concern over declining test scores has led the local Board of Ed to approve a new arrivals program at the high school. Beginning next week, classes will be co-taught by two teachers, one of whom is proficient in Spanish. That's good news for students like Jessica Martinez, who says she's determined to achieve her dreams.
Terminar
To finish high school, go to college, have a career as an economist or accountant, then get permission to bring my mom from Mexico
and buy her a home to live in Windham. Diane Orson, WNPR News.